It was the announcement heard around the internet. Shopify was doing away with meetings. The e-commerce platform called it useful subtraction, freeing up time to allow people to get stuff done. And the news got people talking and wondering, well, how do you actually do that? NPR's Andrea Hsu and Stacey Vanek Smith take it from here.
The meeting situation in a lot of jobs has gotten kind of out of control since COVID. In one study, Microsoft found the amount of time workers spend in meetings has more than tripled.
That's a lot of meetings.
Yes.
But I can see it. Here at NPR, there are a lot of things I could be going to. There's the weekly all staff.
There are two weekly pitch meetings.
A training session, actually two of those.
There's the audience insights meeting. And then there are the extracurricular fun meetings like trivia night. Of course, I do love trivia.
Still, it's easy to see how a lot of us hit peak meeting misery over the past few years. The idea of deleting all those meetings seemed so refreshing.
And radical.
We have been wondering, how are things going at Shopify a month in?
Yes. So we got on a Zoom with Shopify's chief operating officer, Kaz Najatian.
He's the one who wrote the memo about purging meetings. Turns out, he is as hardcore as he sounds.
All meetings are bad meetings.
Andrea, he is a true believer.
We deleted 322,000 hours of meetings.
That is in a company of about 10,000 employees. And they actually wrote code to do this. There is a bot that went into everyone's calendars and purged all recurring meetings with three or more people.
Now, after 2 weeks, people were allowed to add things back if they really needed to.
But not on Wednesdays. They have no meetings Wednesdays. And if you violate that,
you get a Slack bot telling you, you booked a meeting at a time you're not allowed to book a meeting. Are you sure you want to do this?
Najatian told us most Shopify employees are following the rules and they're so much happier.
I had an engineer tell me for the first time in a very long time, they got to write code all day.
Apparently, this is what engineers want, just to code in peace. But mostly he says this moment for Shopify was this big reset. Now people feel empowered to say no to meeting invitations, even when those invitations come from really senior people.
People have been saying no to meetings from me, and I'm a CEO at a company, and that's great.
Okay, but to be fair, Stacey, in putting this story together, you and I did have a bunch of meetings.
Yes.
And I thought they were pretty useful.
Yeah, I mean, we tossed ideas back and forth, we roped in our editors, we planned out what we would report.
It was way better than just slacking endlessly. But when we asked Kaz Najatian about this, about collaboration, well, here's what he said.
I think collaboration is a wonderful thing, but the largest collaborative things in the world happen without meetings. Every open source project, open source software project in the world is created with no meetings. People just collaborate and code.
And at that point in the conversation, I was kind of lost. I mean, I don't know how to write code. Do you, Stacey?
I do not. Maybe we're doomed to go to meetings, Andrea.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been in meetings that have gone on way too long, where the conversation has gone off the rails. I get that. But how much we need or don't need meetings, maybe that's not so universal.
Yes. I mean, at Shopify, for instance, everyone is remote. Kaz Najatian was in the Bahamas when we talked to him. Also, you know, their main product is this digital platform. Maybe they're fine with very few meetings.
And I get why companies want fewer meetings. For one thing, meetings are expensive. Steven Rogelberg at UNC Charlotte has studied this. He says companies waste tens of millions of dollars forcing people to attend unnecessary meetings.
I hate meetings. But
he says good meetings are critical to a company's success. He says that's how people can be heard. And virtual meetings, he thinks, are actually helping to make meetings better.
Inherently, virtual meetings are set up to be much more democratic, right? There's no head of table effects. Everyone is on equal standing around the virtual table.
He loves that people have the option to just drop something into the chat box if they don't want to speak up.
What's more, he says studies show companies that run excellent meetings are more profitable because their employees are more engaged. They do a better job. On the flip side, disengaged workers end up quiet quitting or actually quitting. We've seen a lot of that lately.
We have. And you know, Andrea, even if good meetings have value, no one's going to like really say they love meetings.
That is not socially acceptable, right? But the utterances about how much you hate meetings, is completely on brand and universal.
Now, Rogelberg does see a silver lining here. All of our collective rage about meetings since the pandemic, well, companies are finally paying attention.
I mean, I am talking to organizations all the time, and I am just finding the appetite for solutions the highest it's ever been.
In fact, Andrea, just days after Shopify's announcement, we got a memo.
Yeah, here at NPR, the hunt for unnecessary meetings is on.
Just as long as they don't cut trivia night.
Andrea Hsu.
Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.